This is Back to Reality.
Hey, it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Once more, Asma has the honor to be your host with two very dear guests. And let's start today's episode. But before everything, as the ritual of the program goes, I would like my dear guests to introduce themselves very briefly. And Sister Nasreen and Sister Fatima are in here. So let's start with the new guest, Sister Fatima. Welcome and thank you for cooperating.
Hello, my name is Fatima Dostal, and I have just graduated in the field of translation. I want to say thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming here. And you, Sister Nasreen?
Yeah, the name of God. Hello to you and the dear audience. My name is Nasreen, and I have studied English literature. And after that, I pursued studying in Hausa for some years. And now I'm here with you in Back to Reality.
So we have perfect material for today's episode, which is very interesting. And I think we're going to have a lot of beautiful, fascinating ideas to be shared. Well, when I think of the concept of home, I remember my childhood. And whenever I went anywhere, I used to think that, okay, I would go on in this place. I would continue participating here and there with the perception that when the night comes, I'd be home. And home was only there, that very small dwelling of ours in which I had belongings, my family, my siblings, and all my memories. So what about you? Where is home?
You know, for me, home is not just a physical place. Mm-hmm. It is where you can feel safe, accepted, and kind of relax. When you're out, you know, you're surrounded by noises. You get tired really easily. But you, when you get back home, you know, you can recharge your battery again.
Of course.
You can be yourself again.
Has your concept of home changed from your childhood?
When I was a child, you know, it was a home was just a place for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where was my mom? It was my mom, and that was me. So that place was home to me.
So home equals mom.
Yes, exactly.
Where mom is, home is
that
there.
That is home.
Yeah. What about you, Nasreen?
You know, first of all, when we are, you know, as a child, it's, you know, the definition of home is that physically, you know, thing that you have it. I mean, it's
the material
physical idea of the home,
material.
Let me say, right? Yeah, the walls and, you know, the room and everything. But when you grow up, you might find something else.
Mm-hmm.
Home is the place that your soul is relaxed and is in peace, no matter where it is. But in the place that you find yourself, okay, here is the place that I can, you know, communicate with other people. I feel comfortable in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I belong to this place somehow. So that would be my home, especially when you're with your dear friends in a very great, you know, you have a, you know, great company with other people that you love, that they admire you. And then you will find something that you can connect yourself with it.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes you you know, it's not my home, but I try to find something that makes me feel that this place is my home.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm trying to cope myself with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you go somewhere, you have to go somewhere. And then everybody is strange to you. You don't know anything. You don't have any idea about that thing. So you don't feel uncomfortable in that place. You just want to escape. But you have to be there. So I do this sometimes. I have to, you know, find something that I can just, you know, attach myself to it. Maybe an
anchoring
old friend.
Point.
Yes. Or maybe a person that I think that we can have something in common, and then I start talking to that person. Then I try to feel that this place is my home. So why?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to make my soul, you know, get adapted to that place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying home is not only, you know, the physical thing.
It's not a material. Sometimes, as Sister Fatima mentioned, it's people.
Mm.
Sometimes your friends are home.
Yes.
Sometimes your family are home.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how you define home, you may consider different things as home. T.S. Eliot who is a literary scholar, mm-hmm. he believes that home is where you start from. And I think the real reason of why we used to think of home as the place that we started from in our childhood, that place as our home, literally, it's because of this reason that T.S. Eliot mentions, because we all started from there. But as we grow older, as you just said, this concept starts to change. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to have this concept in our mind? Why, knowing that what is home is important? There are nomads, people who do not have any home, or they change their homes from one place to another place.
Yeah.
So why do we need to have home?
You know, I've just changed my home and it is still home. My mom is there, but it is kind of unfamiliar to me. I don't like it because, you know, it is like we just not feeling it with memories, good memories, and kind of good experiences. Even in home might happen some bad situations, bad memories, but still it is memory. Yeah. Still there are people in there. So home is not just a place. As you told us, the people need a place to fill it with memories, to have experiences in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the place that you can, you know, fully breathe. Yeah. Or even let me tell you something, that we say the physical place can be taken away.
Yeah.
But what about that internal warmth and safety?
Yeah.
I will carry it whenever I go. It's with me, right?
And home is history sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Home is the history that we had and we left it in the bricks, among the bricks of the wall. But just as Sister Fatima mentioned this point, I think at a certain part of our life, we all had it to move into a new place. And then it's not, yes, your mom is there, your dad is there, your siblings are there, but still, it doesn't feel home. Why? Why is it?
What do you mean by this? When you have your parents, those people who you love, they are with you.
We said,
your memories are with you. So how
No,
come?
Your memories are not with you.
Why not?
Half of your history is there, back in there. You have left it in that previous home that you had.
I told you at the beginning that the home is not that physical thingy, you know, those walls or those stuffs. Mm-hmm. I can rebuild those memories again in a new place.
There are many
adapting.
Emigrants. They emigrate into a new country, a new continent.
Mm-hmm.
So they no longer have the same avenue they lived in, the same neighborhood they lived in. And they do
of
not...
Course,
the concept of diaspora, the concept of people... Mm-hmm. You know, in literature, we have a branch of studying literature from the perspective mm-hmm. of people who have emigrated into mm-hmm. another. They have identity issue. Identity crisis.
Yes, and some of them actually feel homesick. I do agree with what
homesick,
you say.
Homesick, yeah. Homesick is the very surface part.
Yeah, it's you know, the lowest
You'll
one.
Start to feel shattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But when maybe when you're going to go, I mean, you have to migrate and go to some new place. Actually, you have my dear friend here.
She's the living example.
She has experienced, you know, every single thing that mm-hmm. we are saying. But I think home is actually the rare moments when my soul feels in peace. So, right, I have those memories. I have to leave that place. But shall I be, you know, like this? I kill myself. So it's not going to
be
the end
for me. Getting accustomed is a thing. Like human beings, the concept of humanity mm-hmm. is intermingled with the concept of letting go and moving on.
Yeah. So you have to. Sometimes, there's no other option. I have to leave this place because mm-hmm. of, you know, some difficulties. So when I go to a new place, it's a new, you know, start, a new beginning. So it depends on how you look at that thing. Do you look at, you know, take a look at it as, okay, this is a disastrous moment. Oh, this is not my home anymore. I don't like this place. But day by day and day after day, you will find there are some interesting things that you can feel, you know, that you're attached to it.
Attached,
maybe a person.
Yeah.
Maybe a flower. Maybe an animal.
Maybe even
lots
workplace.
Of things. Yes, even the workplace.
Maybe even your job.
Mm-hmm. Even the job, yes, of course. And here, you know, for my friends here, she has the experience, she is with her parents. Mm-hmm. And that is the most beautiful thing. They can restart lots of things together, re-experience lots of things together and make, you know, memories, mm-hmm. Different types
and
of memories.
And now imagine, Sister mm-hmm. Fatima, imagine you moved without even your family.
I kind of have this kind of experience, but that is not mine. It is... about my friend. She immigrated to Germany, but she has lost her parents when she was too young. Mm. And I remember when she was, when she wanted to go, she was crying all the time. And she was like, I don't want to leave. I want to be here. I want to stay at home, even if it's not with my mom and with my dad. But kind of she gave up and she left the home. Now, when she came, she comes sometimes comes back in Iran and she's like, you know, I want to go home. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is your home. When you were traveling, when you want to immigrate it to another country, you were crying. You wanted to stay in here. And she's like, no, I found new home. I found new home in another country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Probably, yeah. I told you, humanity is just linked to different concepts of forgetting, exactly. letting go, moving on, creating new friends, new belongings.
It's something internal, you know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not something
it's unconsciously it happens. But it happens also, the reverse also happens, that sometimes you move into another country, but then you cannot cope up with that situation. Yeah. I know many people who have emigrated, and then after some years, they finally decide to get back to their real actual home because it is there when they when their soul stops pretending and they can be themselves. Mm-hmm.
It seems
pretty
that
much
soul,
easily.
It seems that they're torturing their own souls.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then say, okay, this is not the proper place. Uh-huh. I'm in a wrong place. I need to go back.
Yeah.
So that's the point. My soul couldn't cope with the situation. Mm-hmm. My soul couldn't find something that, you know, is interesting to it, or I cannot feel the peaceful moments there.
Exactly.
So even if I'm living in a castle, imagine the place is so fancy, so luxurious, but because my soul, which is deep down in me, is not feeling comfortable in it, I think that I'm in a jail and I need to escape at any moment possible.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that is happening. But for some people, maybe they are, you know, they don't feel themselves that much, you know, attached to their memories.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, it depends.
I like to refer to the people of my country as well. Uh-huh. People of Iran right now are experiencing a new version of feeling for their home, a new way of expressing their love for their homes. And I do believe that people with no sense of patriotism, with no sense of love for their countries, are the type of people who have got no home. And an individual without home is an individual without roots. Home is root. Home is history. Home is where do you belong? Home is where your soul feels at peace, where you can finally be your true self. And that was why I mentioned why not having a home is problematic, because it would make you feel like you're dangling in the air.
That person is lost, doesn't know where he belongs.
There's
exactly.
no root.
Yeah, yeah, there's no root.
There's no root that once you feel shattered, come back to it, then be watered by the passion of that root. When there's no root, there's no guarantee that you can find yourself again in the difficult moments, in the storms.
Yeah, especially nowadays, we know some people on the surface, they are Iranian, but deep down, they're not.
Exactly. So and that would be another episode.
Yeah.
That is entirely a different episode.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Sister Fatima. And thank you, Sister Nasreen. I wish wherever you are, you're safe at your homes. And take care of yourself. Until another episode of Back to Reality. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.